The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my peoples. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Wow, Memorial Day just around the corner. A lot of folks already packing up, getting ready to head down to the Redneck Riviera. You folks over on the Eastern Seaboard heading over to Myrtle Beach, and it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. But also, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow, we're going to talk about what Memorial Day is really all about, and that's going to be a great show. But man, today do we have some great stories for you. It is an honor that you have chosen to join us noon to 3 Eastern. Getting a little crowded in this time slot, but you know what? We've got the greatest listening audience in all of talk radio. The smartest, most beautiful, most attractive radio audience. And we are honored that you're hanging out with us today. Now, I have a very simple question as we start off the program. A news item just dropped a little while ago. And we're going to go through this with the Wall Street Journal in just a moment. But I have a very simple question for you. And I want to hear from you, the listeners of this radio program. As a matter of fact, this is the only talk radio program that is caller-driven. In other words, we encourage you to call. I mean, who wants to hear somebody yelling at you for 3 hours on the radio? Nobody wants that. But here's the question. Can the Republican Party win elections without President Trump or his ideals? So this is a question that establishment Republicans are mulling at this very moment. Can the Republican Party win elections without President Trump or his ideals? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. And we're going to be taking your calls throughout the program today. 844-747-8868. John McCormick has a piece up in the Wall Street Journal, and I'm not surprised by this story. But you need to know about this. Former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is going to be delivering a speech tonight on hallowed ground at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. At that event, Paul Ryan is going to openly attack Donald Trump. I want to read to you from the piece from John McCormick. Former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan plans to argue that the future of the GOP needs to be about more than former President Donald Trump. Quote, "Once again, we conservatives find ourselves at a crossroads," Mr. Ryan will say. So somebody got an advanced copy of Paul Ryan's speech. In other words, Paul Ryan leaked his own speech. Because let's be honest, I don't think that many people really care about Paul Ryan. Mr. Ryan will say, "Here's one reality we have to face. If the conservative cause depends on the populist appeal of one personality or on second-rate imitations, then we're not going anywhere." Well, I'm not sure. I don't know who the second-rate imitations are, but I suspect he's directing that comment at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and maybe Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, Paul Ryan has had a very tense relationship with Donald Trump, and the reason why, and it's a very simple reason. Paul Ryan hates Donald Trump because Donald Trump is actually a conservative. Donald Trump is more conservative than Paul Ryan is. So now we're going to be covering the speech tonight, and we'll be doing some live analysis and commentary on the website, and you can hang out with us this evening and we'll go through all that. But don't be surprised. You know, I know how these people operate. They're very sleazy people. Donald Trump, you know, he's just a good guy. He means well, but, you know, he's Satan incarnate. So they'll say something sort of nice, and then they'll go to the extreme opposite. That's what Paul Ryan will do tonight in this speech. The former speaker, by the way, the first in a series of Republicans invited to the library. The others that are going to be speaking, and this just, I'm reading through the names here, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, and Mike Pence, the former vice president. Paul Ryan says, we win majorities by directing our loyalty and respect to voters and by staying faithful to the conservative principles that unite us. You know, this is laughable that this guy is saying this. Paul Ryan and Willard Mitt Romney are responsible for one of the worst run Republican presidential campaigns in American history. Mitt Romney refused to attack Barack Hussein Obama on anything, because Willard Mitt Romney was afraid of being accused of being a racist. Now, we just have to play nice. What does the Good Book of Mormon say? We just have to love each other. And Barack Hussein Obama is just a very nice man. No, he was clearly evil incarnate, Barack Hussein Obama. And we know that because of the new book coming out from the Atlantic magazine author, Barack Obama, out there and apparently has some sort of a fetish with the word mother fornicator. I mean, he was calling everybody a mother fornicator. Donald Trump is a mother fornicator. The Tea Party, they're racist mother fornicators. I mean, just on and on and on. Can you imagine having to raise your kids in a household with a vile mouth like that spewing off all the time? Unbelievable. But the truth of the matter is that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, they embarrassed the Republican Party. They lost the presidential election. And when Donald Trump was elected president, it was Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, who stood in the way of the Trump agenda. And we've got there are a lot of stories about the back and forth and the hate, the behind the scenes attacks and shenanigans that Paul Ryan was up to. But Paul Ryan, behind the scenes, tried to upend President Trump's agenda. So it's not just Donald Trump the man. They're going after the agenda of the Trump administration. It was Paul Ryan who secretly campaigned to give amnesty to illegal aliens on American soil. It was Paul Ryan who secretly tried to thwart the building of a wall. He was actually giving speeches in private telling people, nobody really wants a wall. Nobody wants a border wall. Come on. Are you kidding? Seriously. That's what he was saying behind closed doors. So I'm not surprised that Paul Ryan is getting out there and he's going to smack around Donald Trump tonight. These establishment Republicans have been doing it for years. And the fact of the matter is, Liz Cheney, she is so infected with Trump derangement syndrome, she doesn't realize that her own political backside is in a sling right now. And she doesn't get it. Maybe she doesn't care. But that's what Trump derangement syndrome does. So again, the question of really this hour of the program, do you believe that the Republicans can win without Trump and without his agenda? John McCain wasn't able to do that. Mitt Romney wasn't able to do that. And the question is, what happens next? So we're going to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog is up and running over at toddstearns.com. Links to all of the stories we talk about, links to all of the guests we're going to have, and we have some great guests coming by. As a matter of fact, Congressman Andy Biggs, and we're going to ask him about Paul Ryan as well. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So just maybe someone needs to deliver a speech about Paul Ryan. You know, he's out there saying Donald Trump is embarrassing Republicans. Well, you know what? Donald Trump at least is a fighter. He's a fighter. Not someone like Paul Ryan, who's more concerned about working out in the gym and taking selfies while he's doing the P90X workout. But again, Paul Ryan tonight is going to tell the Republican Party that you have got to abandon Donald Trump, that you've got to turn your back on him, and that we have to move on. Now it's time to say goodbye to Donald Trump and move forward. And I'm very curious what you say about that, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Missouri. Sherry listening to us on the live stream. Hi, Sherry. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Todd. Thank you so much for having me on to your show. I listen to it pretty much every day when I have the chance.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to say, if they really believe that anybody, the Republican Party, should drop Donald Trump, they're going to be the losers. And his agenda, of course, is number one for America. And that is what we want. The conservative party out here wants what he gave us. For the first time ever, we had a president that actually really did seem to care about us that are out here busting it every day trying to make a living. So those rhinos that believe that way, they're going backwards in time, trying to take away from what really was working and really was pumping our economy. They're just going to get voted out, every single one of them. I pray every one of these rhinos are gone by the 2024 election.
And honestly, Sherry, we're going to start on our page. We're going to start a Rhino Watch page. And so if you know of folks, if you know of Republicans out there who are in fact rhinos, maybe closet rhinos, we're more than happy to expose those people so we can know who to vote for and who not to vote for in the upcoming primaries. Because, Sherry, we just have way too much going on. We have way too much at stake in this country to mess around with stuff like this. You are either going to put America first or we're going to put you last.
Amen to that, brother.
All right, Sherry. Well, thank you for listening to us on the live stream and appreciate you calling in. 844-747-8868. We have a line open. That's 844-747-8868. But this is true, folks. I mean, we are literally on the verge of being plunged into socialism in this country. And the only thing that's going to stand between us and the socialists, the only thing, is the Republican Party. And I know that's a scary proposition, but it's the political reality we have right now. And if we do not hold the Republicans, hold on just a second. I get these text messages all the time. Todd, why are you always picking on the Republicans? Why don't you go after the Democrats? Stop exposing all of our foibles. It's hurting the party. No, you know what's hurting the party? I'll tell you what's hurting the party. Republicans like Paul Ryan out there backstabbing Donald John Trump. You know what? We've got Black Lives Matter rampaging through the streets right now. We've got kids who don't even know what their pronouns are in school right now. We've got transgender flags flying over our embassies right now. And you want to know why? It's not because of the Democrats. It's because of the Never Trump Republicans. The Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, they do exactly what they promised their voters are going to do. Whenever they get elected, the Democrats, they say, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And you know what? They get elected and they do X, Y, and Z, and then they go right through the alphabet. And the Republicans like Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, they stand down. And you want to know why? Because they want invitations to the cocktail parties. But Todd, Mitt Romney doesn't drink. He's a Mormon. Okay, fine. He drinks a little apple juice or whatever. But they still want to go to the parties. They still want to be loved. They want to be invited on all the late night shows. It's a load of hooey, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to fight. And that's why. That's why we have to talk about these things. Otherwise, we are going to get another rhino in the White House and nothing's going to happen. We're going to get somebody like a George H.W. Bush. Read my lips. No new taxes. Let's go to Tom in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Tom, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Todd. I've had the pleasure of meeting you a couple of times, once with Joe McCutchen up at Stuart McConnell, and then also at your book signing here in Gainesville. And I just had to jump in on this. I moved to Georgia from Wisconsin. I was very active in politics in Wisconsin, and I knew Paul Ryan. I knew Ryan Priebus. The reason we lost the 2018 midterms was Paul Ryan sandbagged President Trump, and nothing happened that should have happened. And I really believe Ryan Priebus was put in as chief of staff at Paul Ryan's request. And he also sandbagged his boss when he was chief of staff. And the name that you look for a fighter, you won't find a better name for future leadership of Republicans than Jim Jordan.
You see, I'm with you. Look, I'm a huge Jim Jordan fan. Mark Meadows, another solid guy. I like what Ron DeSantis is doing down in Florida. He's out there every single day, Tom, and he's defending the people, and he's standing up for what is right, and he doesn't care what the media says, doesn't care what the Democrats say. He's just going to do what he thinks is right. Those are the kinds of people that we need in the Republican Party in leadership. And when they, Tom, when the Republicans on day one went in there knowing that Liz Cheney hated Donald Trump's guts. Liz Cheney would have rather had Barack Hussein Obama in the White House. Liz Cheney was elected the conference chair. I knew at that moment that they had not learned anything, not a single thing from President Trump and his presidency.
I agree. I mean, look at the bloodline there with the Cheneys. I mean, it goes back to the Bushes, and you know, we all know how that all turned out.
Exactly. Well, Tom, look, thank you for listening to us. And thanks. Look, it was great meeting you at the university. And we're going to be back to it, a book signing very soon, sometime over the summer in Gainesville. And so we look forward to seeing all of our great listeners there in Georgia. Thanks for the call. Let's go real quick to Suzanne listening to us in the great state of Alabama. Suzanne, what's going on?
Well, I think you've kind of stolen my thunder a little bit, Todd, because I am tired of these rhinos like Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan kind of telling all of us where most Americans live, the things that we're concerned about. They just want us to keep quiet and let them keep giving our rights away. And one of the biggest rights that I'm concerned about is our right to free speech as Christians and our right to worship God in the way that we choose, because those rights are being just, I think, more quickly than ever taken away from us. And people like Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan want us to just kind of stay in our place. And you know, things like our safety and our security, defund the police, you know, let anybody come into the country that wants to come into the country and take away our weapons and that kind of thing. You know, those are the things that are rapidly happening that we've got to stand up and say no more. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. And I want to say one thing. I went in 2007 to the Washington briefing that was sponsored by the Family Research Council that was held in Washington, D.C.
Suzanne, hold that thought. We're coming up on a break. I want you to hold on, and I want you to finish that thought after the break, because Suzanne's got a great point here. The rhinos like Paul Ryan and Liz Cheney, they want you to say, shut up and vote. That's what they're telling conservatives. Shut up and vote. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
You know, a lot of people have been asking, Todd, you sound good. You don't sound like you've got the stuffed up sinuses and you're not coughing as much as you used to. What's going on here? Well, it's very simple, and it has nothing to do with medication. It has everything to do with this awesome new Thunderstorm air purifier. I got this thing a couple of weeks ago. They said, hey, Todd, we want you to try this thing out. If it works, would you consider giving us your endorsement? The folks over at Eden Pure, E-D-E-N Pure, Eden Pure. And I said, sure, I'll give it a tryout. And they sent me the device. It's about the size of those little Apple TV boxes, you know, that you set on your TV or entertainment system. Plug the thing in, and I'm not kidding you, within almost a matter of moments, you can smell the difference, you can feel the difference, and it's a pretty amazing thing. The Thunderstorm air purifier literally will wipe out viruses, bacteria, that stuff that's in your home that might cause those weird odors. For me personally, no more watery eyes or runny noses, big allergies this time of year, and I just don't have it. And I'm giving full credit to the Thunderstorm air purifier. They've got some great deals for our audience, just for our audience, and I want you to check them out. So go right now to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, and use the code word Todd. That's T-O-D-D when you check out. They're going to give us some great discounts, even throw in some free shipping. Again, that's EdenPureDeals.com, and use the code word Todd. All right. Look, this is a big deal, this speech tonight coming from Paul Ryan, where he's going to tell the Republican Party, no more Trump populism. We're going to go back to the way things used to be. And if you don't, we're going to have big problems. Well, I say if we go back to the way things used to be, Republicans are never going to win. You know, it's laughable that Paul Ryan is out there. Well, I know how to win elections. Really? You lost the presidency, sir. You lost the majority in the House of Representatives, sir. What do you know about winning? Now, before we had to go to a break, we had Suzanne on the line from Alabama. And Suzanne was basically saying that the Republicans want all of us conservatives to just shut up and vote. So, Suzanne, I want you to finish your thought, and thanks for holding on over the break.
Sure. I was just going to say that in 2007, my son and I attended the Washington briefing in Washington, D.C., that was sponsored by the Family Research Council and Teen Pact. And there were thousands of people there at the Washington Hilton to hear all of the major, the only people that even RSVP'd to be speakers at the event were the Republican contenders. They said they heard from one Democratic contender, and his RSVP was no, he would not be attending. So as a result, all of the speakers were Republican with the exception of Ron Paul. And Mitt Romney, he was there and he spoke, and he had nothing substantive to say, absolutely nothing substantive to say. Just about every sentence that he said was prefaced with, well, me and the missus, or the missus and I, we want to do this, and the little missus and I want to do that. And it had no substance to it whatsoever, as opposed to Mike Huckabee, who brought the house down because he said he wanted to strengthen our military. He wanted to increase free speech. He wanted to give parents a choice in where they would send their children to school. He wanted to decrease taxes. He wanted to protect our borders. Those are the issues that the majority of Americans, the vast majority of Americans, I'm convinced, are concerned about. And if somebody like Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney are leading the party, it will be worse than ever.
Suzanne, just think about this. I mean, we all knew what Fox News Channel used to be, back when I worked there for 15 years. And it was a fair and balanced organization. What happened? Paul Ryan, named to the board of directors at Fox Corp, which is a parent company of Fox News, and faster than you could say Jiminy Cricket, you've got Fox News Channel going woke. I mean, these rhinos, when they get involved in something, they destroy it. And I think the argument could be made that's happening with the Republican Party. It's happening with Fox News. And it happened during the early days of the Trump administration when Paul Ryan openly fought with the president. I remember saying something, Suzanne, many years ago. It was about 2 or 3 weeks into the Trump presidency, and it was just my general observation that Paul Ryan was trying to sabotage the Trump agenda. And I said it then, and I believe it all these years later.
Well, I think that, I truly believe that there is a large number of people in Washington, D.C., of all political persuasions that would love to see President Trump brought down. But he is the only one in years that's been able to do anything constructive and lived where the rest of us out here live. And we can't be quiet about it.
Suzanne, great call, and I want you to give us a holler back one of these days. A lot of truth there. Paul Ryan, back in 2017, this is from the Washington Times, told a group behind closed doors, a group of Republicans, nobody really wants a wall. Come on, I mean, nobody really wants a wall. This is who Paul Ryan is. All right, let's go to Knoxville, Tennessee. Ruth Ann on our live stream. Hi, Ruth Ann, what's going on today?
Well, hello, and I must say that I did meet you several years ago as well and have been very impressed with you. I told your screener I recently moved to Tennessee from California because I couldn't take the left wing any longer. But I have been a Republican most of my life, and the only thing that has kept me active recently in the Republican Party is Donald J. Trump. Because I've been so upset with, quote, Republicans that do nothing. They say nothing because they're afraid. They do nothing. And Donald Trump is the one that took care of it. I know that he's not been perfect. I know that he says things he shouldn't say. But, dear Lord, he has gotten things done. And I'm, again, pleased with Jim Jordan and Ron DeSantis. I think there are helping us out. I just cannot imagine the Republican Party without Trump. Even if he doesn't run for president again, he needs to be in charge of putting the people in places that will carry on what he has been so effective at doing.
You see, Ruth Ann, it's about the agenda for me. And Trump had the winning agenda. And it is, if you've got, it could be Kristi Noem, it could be Ron DeSantis, you know, it could be, I don't know, Nikki Haley. But whoever embraces that agenda and embraces it 1,000%, I think wins a national election. And we've just got to, we cannot abandon these great values that Donald Trump brought to the party, and the values that, by and large, the base of the party, over 73%, by the way, who say they would vote for Trump again, they stand for. Ruth Ann, God bless you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to us. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. Hang tight. Couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Ned Ryan from American Majority coming up a little bit later. Also, we're going to talk to a high school valedictorian who was told to take God out of her graduation speech. Jeez, it's okay to include Black Lives Matter in your graduation speech and George Floyd, but you can't mention the Almighty. We're going to talk to them a little bit later on. Let's get to the phones, though. Gainesville, Georgia. Bubba hanging out with us on WDUN. Bubba, how's it going today?
Good afternoon. It's nice to hear your show.
Thank you. All right, Bubba, what's on your mind?
I just want to respond to the fact that will the Republican Party survive without Donald Trump or whatever? I was the first statewide elected constitutional officer in Georgia to endorse Donald Trump in December of 15. And I'm still a Donald Trump supporter. Best thing we've got going for us as far as taking back the House and Senate presidency is what the Republican, what the Democratic leadership is doing to their Democratic Party. If you are 45 years of age and under, you should be very concerned about the debt that you're going to have to pay for the rest of your life. And so I say, as they continue to take America away from America, then they've got problems, and we're gonna win because of it.
No, I'm with you, Bubba, and that's why we've got to fix this problem. You know, they call it a civil war. I don't think it's a civil war in the Republican Party, so much as you've got some establishment rhinos that are still trying to exert the control they don't have. I think the base of the party has moved on.
But let me add to that. When you say the rhinos in the Republican Party, we have a lot of thinking Democrats. When I was in the runoff January the 5th, two United States senators from here in Georgia that unfortunately did not make it, I was the lone survivor. But I reached out in my campaign to the people of Georgia. I said, I want to invite the libertarians, the independents, and the thinking Democrats to join me in opposing the other party's Green New Deal, which is going to destroy the energy independence of this nation. And we're seeing that happen right now. So, and I won. I won big in Georgia. And so I say that there are many libertarians, independents, and thinking Democrats that are going to join our cause.
Bubba, I'm curious, what race were you running for there in Georgia?
I'm a constitutional officer of public service commission, utility regulator.
I see. Well, look, good for you. Because it is about, winning elections is about building coalitions. And it sounds like, you are building some coalitions here. Bubba, thanks for the call, and thank you for listening to us. Good luck to you out there on the campaign trail. Interesting study, by the way. This coming from the Daily Wire. Ash Scow is the writer there, dailywire.com. A brand new study out says face masks did not slow the spread of the China virus. Well, is anyone surprised by that? Is anyone really that surprised that the face burqa did not stop the slowing of the China virus? The study here, by the way, from the University of Louisville, and they're actually using data from the CDC, found that 80% of the states that had mandated masks orders during the China virus pandemic. Those mandates induced greater mask compliance, but it did not lower the numbers of people with the China virus. So in other words, there was no scientific reason for you to wear the face mask. This was all about politics. This was all about political theater. All right, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Good to have with us Congressman Andy Biggs, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Chairman, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Well, I'd be lying if I said there's not much happening, right? There's a lot going on in the world, a lot going on in our nation, and let's talk about it, man. You're the guy that knows about it and can talk about it.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we just had this study from the University of Louisville. Turns out masks really didn't help all that much with the China virus. The thing I'm very curious about, the information coming out now about the origins of this, President Trump was castigated by the media when he said this was a man-made virus from Wuhan, and now it turns out the president was absolutely right.
Yeah, Todd, when are people going to realize that they should never question Trump? Trump says things, and invariably they turn out to be right. And this is another one. We're finding out so much about that Wuhan lab that the left-stream media kept hidden for a year or so during this the outbreak, and when we find this stuff out, we say, yeah, it looks like it was man-made. It looks like U.S. dollars went there, in spite of what Fauci said. He's now confessing that's true. It looks like they were in a basically a joint venture in that lab with the Chinese communist military. Some analysts have even suggested that they were working on biological weapons. Good grief. Maybe we should get to the bottom of this.
Well, Congressman, for years, for the past couple of years, I've been very alarmed at the idea that maybe the Chinese did develop this as a biological weapon, and maybe, just maybe, it was intentionally inflicted upon this country. Do you think that's out of the realm of possibility?
Not at all. Let's just get to it. The gain of function research was banned internationally for a year, and then restarted, and then it was banned by the Obama administration. A moratorium was put on, and yet somehow it got started up again without the administration knowing. Is what we're hearing, and then we started sending money to China to continue gain of function. Now most people say, what's gain of function? Gain of function is where you take a virus, a pathogen, something like that, and you've got three goals with it, with your research. You want to make it stronger, you want to make it deadlier, and more easily transmissible. Now, who would want to make a virus deadlier, stronger, and more easily transmissible other than mad, crazed people? And that's really what apparently was going on here in a lab that we knew, the U.S. government knew, in 2018, at least in 2018, that lab had leaked previously, was not following safety protocols, and was dangerous. But we were giving money to it, funneling money to it, as early as 2015.
Congressman, we've got about 30 seconds here, and I want to switch gears. This report out, Paul Ryan expected to give a speech at the Reagan Presidential Library, going after President Trump, says we need to move beyond Trump. What say you?
Well, this is the same guy that engineered a massive midterm election defeat for the Republicans in 2018. I believe former Speaker Ryan is out of touch with America. And if he thinks that you can just get back to the status quo before Trump and we're going to be all fine, he's wrong. He needs to open up his eyes and take a look at what the left is trying to do to this country. They're trying to emasculate who we are as a people, the American dream, the American ideas. And they don't care what Paul Ryan thinks. And they don't like Donald Trump either, because Donald Trump and the 74 million people that voted for him believe in the ideals that made America great, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. And they see a future of greatness for this country. Paul Ryan could go back with Liz Cheney and company and just lick their wounds, I guess.
All right. We're going to leave it there, Congressman. Andy Biggs, the clock's going to cut us off here. So, Congressman, thank you so much, and we appreciate your great leadership up on Capitol Hill. All right, folks, got to scoot out here. That is the first hour coming up. Unbelievable story about critical race theory. We're going to tell you all about that next. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Hope you're doing well today. I am Todd Starnes, your affable host, and one of the few conservatives who are conservative talk radio hosts who actually happen to be conservative. You'd be shocked at how many people out there say they're conservative, and they're not. And I don't know what's... All right, so hang tight with us, folks. So we're having a lot of fun and doing a lot of crazy stuff today. A lot of great guests are coming your way as well. I want to go ahead and give you our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And I do want to go to the phones. We had some folks left over from the last hour. Our good, sweet friend, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful Miss Carlotta from Rhode Island. Miss Carlotta, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. What a nice introduction. But I'm taking issue, Todd, with one of your recent callers. It really bothers me when people say, oh, well, Trump doesn't, some of the things he says aren't right. You know, this is America. He can say what he wants. And maybe they're not politic because he's not a politician and he doesn't do the things politicians do. So, if you're with him, I don't think you should say you don't, not you. I'm talking about your callers. I think they're just being brainwashed into saying, oh, I don't like what he says. Why? Sticks and stones will break your bones. What's he ever said to hurt her?
Well, it's a fair point. Look, Carlotta, You know, I never have understood the folks who have a beef with the president's tweets, especially when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, who calls everybody under the sun a mother fornicator. I mean, that guy's got a filthy mouth, and they give Obama a pass.
There you go.
All right, Carlotta, I think we've lost the connection. Thank you for the call, though. We're having a few gremlins in the phone system, folks. We're working those out. It happens. We're going to blame the Chinese. I've got to share this story with you. There is a crazy story out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm curious about the crime situation there. You know, here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast our program from our flagship radio station, it is a war zone out there. Now, our city is controlled by Democrats, progressive Democrats. They hate white people. They really hate the cops. And the only victims are the criminals. As a matter of fact, the progressives on the Memphis City Council, and we have a feckless mayor here in Memphis. This guy, he's a weasel, and we've had words. I don't know if Grace, I don't want to get into all of this, but the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh boy, you write a book.
He hates my guts, and he said so on national television.
No.
And I'm not very fond of him either. But
can't imagine why.
No. Well, look, you know, for one thing, he broke the law by having the Confederate statues torn down like a culture jihadist would do.
Yeah, just in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Poof.
Gone. But they don't address crime here. As a matter of fact, our we're talking progressive city council.
Mm-hmm.
They are short, 700, 800 cops?
Yeah.
So they won't hire these cops because they can't find anyone qualified within the city limits. So they've been asking, the police department says, hey, look, well, can we hire people from like across the state line in Mississippi? Can we hire people from across the other state line in Arkansas?
Expand their hiring radius.
And they said, and these are the blacks on the city council. Folks, I'm telling you, the Memphis City Council, they've got flaming racist, and they are not ashamed. They actually said that they don't want Bubba from Tipton County?
Yeah, Bubba from Tipton County. I remember
that. And Tipton County is it's a county of the Caucasian persuasion. They don't want Bubba from Tipton County patrolling our streets. So you know what? It's a freaking war zone. People are terrified to get on the interstates. You've had hundreds of murders. It is more violent in Memphis
yes.
than it is in New York City.
Saying something.
Well, maybe not now. Well, you know what? If they're attacking the Jews in New York City.
Yes, they are.
So maybe it's almost as bad now.
It's pretty close.
So I'm curious, though, in Atlanta. So, again, all of these cities that are controlled by the Democrats, violence is off.
Chicago.
Unbelievable.
Chicago is
that's right, Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot.
Woof, that's a war zone.
So
they're like right above Memphis.
Oh, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. But they do not want to. And anyone who dares say anything, I mean, so let's just say.
Yeah.
This is how bad it is in Memphis. If you get, let's say you're of the honky persuasion, so you're a white guy, and you go out there and you get shot by a person of color, right? The city council would turn around and the local media would turn around and blame the victim. How dare you, white person, get that person of color in trouble?
I mean, jeez, and you can barely drive on the interstate
moved out of
here.
Just turn over your car keys
you
here.
Can barely, I hardly want to drive on the interstate because it's terrifying.
And why is it terrifying, Grace?
Because
what are they doing?
People are shooting people in broad daylight, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, shooting on I-240. There they go. And then they speed away and they don't catch them.
It's happening in every Democrat-controlled city. And I'm mm-hmm. telling you, Mayor Jim Strickland does nothing about it.
We
nothing
had
about it.
80 interstate shootings last year, and we're well on our way
80.
To beat that.
And there's no national news coverage.
No, of course
and
not.
And why is there no national news coverage, Grace Baker? You're an intelligent woman. Why
well,
is there no?
I can think of a few reasons.
No, you know why. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's okay. I'm poking. I'm prodding.
Because it's a Democrat-run city
mm-hmm.
and mostly black-on-black crime, sadly.
Black-on-black crime.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to talk about
nobody
that.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Unbelievable. And it's unfortunate, but this is the reality of where we are right now.
Yes.
And everyone here in this city, the media in Memphis, Tennessee, they're complicit because they don't want to cover the stories.
Yeah.
And they don't want to ask the tough questions.
Nope.
They don't want to do that.
Nope. They don't exactly love the cops around here either.
Atlanta, Georgia. And so that brings me to this story. This is probably one of my favorite stories of the day.
Oh,
Grace,
wow.
And Avery, a councilman by the name of Antonio Brown. He was attending a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday.
Okay.
And he wants to be the next mayor of Atlanta. And this guy is one of these radical defund the police dudes.
Unfortunate.
And Councilman Brown was at this event, and he's got a very nice automobile. And while he was at this event, a bunch of kids, children, I mean, we're not talking about thugs and thuggettes. We're talking about thuglings.
Whoa.
So these are the little thuglings. So you've got the
teeny
thugs.
Boppers.
No, we're not talking about teeny boppers. We're talking about a six-year-old. One
wow.
of the criminals
no.
is six
no
years
way.
Old.
No way.
Yes. I'm not making this up.
This is an awful...
It's so sad.
You people in Atlanta, you're familiar with your newspaper, the Atlanta Urinal and Constipation. According to their reporting, the children were as young as 6 years old. And this guy, before I get into the crime, it was a Mercedes-Benz. Oh, that's
Ooh,
a nice
fancy.
Car.
That is
it's one of those keyless, you know, you've got the push to start engine.
Those are real fancy.
And so the councilman said the criminals, the carjackers, were between the ages of 6 and 12.
Oh, my gosh. How? How could they even reach the pedal? The gas pedal. How?
That's so sad.
One kid was in the driver's seat. And so the councilman tried to open the door to get the guy out of the car. And the kid fought with the councilman.
What?
And the councilman says, I tried to get him out of the car. The three other kids were trying to figure out how to get in the car or stay out of the car. And then somebody hit the gas.
How do you even handle that? It's like, I'd be in just total shock. Like, is that a six-year-old
yeah.
running off with my car?
This is just unbelievable. So Antonio Brown, by the way, he voted to support an ordinance to withhold $73 million from the budget of the Atlanta Police Department.
Of course he did. That doesn't surprise me.
And who's he going to call to try to get justice?
Not Ghostbusters, because they don't exist, bud.
Councilman
exactly.
Brown said the thieves jumped in his vehicle after he got out to speak with community leader Ben Norman. And that's when all you-know-what broke loose. I got to tell you, I probably could have taken the six-year-old. You know, I mean, if you're a grown-ass man, you know,
yeah.
What you do is you open your car door and you start tossing bodies out.
You yeet them.
You jerk
yep.
a knot at them. I mean,
yeet.
At this point, if you're a six-year-old and you're carjacking Mercedes-Benzes.
I have a six-year-old brother, and I know about how big. If you can't handle the six-year-old, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm generally tiny for my age, but I'm pretty sure I could take on a six-year-old.
The 12-year-old,
it'd probably be a little bit of a battle, but yeah, 12-year-old, yeah, that's a whole other battle right there.
But here's the punchline of all of this: the councilman is not going to press charges, so he's.
I'm sorry, that made me laugh.
Because
it's all ridiculous.
Well, these are just innocent children. These children were acting out of desperation. That's what.
Because they need a Mercedes-Benz.
You know what? No. This is a good point. That's a fair point. They were desperate because they did not have a Mercedes-Benz.
How deprived.
So this man, Councilman Brown, based on that statement, should turn over the keys to his car to
yep.
the children so they yep. could have a Mercedes-Benz.
In the name of equality.
In the name yep. of equality.
Because they need it more than he does.
Yep.
Mr. Brown says, this is generational poverty, and it's a generational poverty issue. These children... It's 12:30 in the afternoon. Why aren't they in school?
That's a good question.
Why aren't we enforcing systems to ensure that if they're not in school, that the children are in recreational centers?
Now, Todd, have you heard this guy speak before?
That's how he speaks. I'm just guessing.
Oh, you're guessing.
This is a dramatic interpretation.
Okay.
It's radio. It's theater of the mind.
Yes.
you know, some of these talk show hosts out there, they just scream at you for 3 hours.
They talk in monotone the whole time.
Yes. And curse at Juan Williams on national, I mean, no, and Geraldo. Nobody wants to do that. We don't do that on this program. Now, I have a question here. So this guy is saying it's so this happened at 12:30 in the afternoon. The kids should be in school, right?
Yes, yeah. They should be.
But they're not in school.
Okay.
So he says, well, okay, why don't we have recreational programs for kids who don't want to go to school?
What about kids who don't want to go to the recreational programs?
How about moms and dads who have switches and belts and beat the living crap out of their kids when they carjack a city councilman? What about that? is that a bridge too far?
Well, I just want to know where they even got the idea, because it's like, were the parents? I'm just speculating.
Were the parents
involved somehow? Like, hey, because they knew kids, you can't.
Are they teaching kids to carjack on Sesame Street?
I don't know. Hey, I don't watch that, so I wouldn't have a clue.
What about Ren and Stimpy? Is that something a child would watch? I have no idea.
I have no idea, Todd. Sorry.
All I can tell you is back when I was growing up, the cartoons were teaching kids to be good and decent citizens and to fear ghosts and goblins on Scooby-Doo.
I watched Clifford the Big Red Dog.
I'm not familiar.
Thank you, Avery.
It's a good show.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Good lessons.
Unlike
Caillou.
So here's how bad it is in Atlanta, folks. Under Democrat rule, six-year-olds are now trying to carjack city councilmen. And you know what? It's not their fault. For me, that's the shocking part of it. It is not their fault. I'm telling you, folks.
No consequences.
This is what happens when you do not spank your children. When you do not discipline your children, this is what happens. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. What would you do if your six-year-old was caught carjacking? We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
I will beat the holy living hell out of you, son. That's what I would have said. I mean, if you got a six-year-old about to carjack you, that's what... Jeez, Lou. I mean, you folks in Atlanta, I do wonder, I mean, are people moving out of the city? Is the violence there so bad? Folks are heading up to parts like North Georgia or our good friends in Gainesville. Jeez, Lou, let's go to the phones. Ashley, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Ashley, can you believe this story?
I cannot, Todd. And, you know, I was telling Grace, I have a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old, and we are very, very close. But they have a healthy fear. You know, they're afraid to not say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, when an adult is talking to them for fear that I'm going to give them a whipping for not saying it when they get home. But we also, that healthy fear creates we have a very, very close relationship. They call me, tell me where they're going. They tell me when they're leaving a place. I mean, if these parents, you wouldn't have riots and these kids burning down cities if there was discipline.
You know, that's a good point. That is actually a great point, is that, you know, where are the moms and dads? I mean, you got these kids out there late at night, running around the cities, causing all sorts of mayhem. Where are mom and dad? And typically, many of these kids are coming from single parent homes, and there's not a strong father figure in the family, and as a result, these kids are just out causing all sorts of mayhem.
Well, what mom doesn't know where her 6-year-old's at?
That's a good question.
Or whoever's in charge. I know where my children are right this minute. And like I said, one's 18 and one's 16, and I know exactly where they're at. And when they leave the place that they're at, I know where they're going. And they know better than to lie. Because that, but like I said, if you discipline a child, you also have a closer relationship with that child. And I'm not talking about abuse. That's not what I'm talking about. But whipping a child with a belt, I haven't had to do it. I haven't had to do it in a long time. But I raised them that way. And once they got 10, 12 years old, they just had a healthy fear that if I get in trouble at school, I'd rather stay at school all night than go home. Because I do not want to deal with my mother.
All I can tell you, Ashley, growing up in the Deep South, and we grew up right across the state line in South Haven, Mississippi, and I can tell you, as a young child, I went to church and I understood about the fear of the Lord, but I got to tell you, as a little kid, I was more scared of my mama.
I was too.
Nothing wrong with a little fear.
She'd make me go pick the switch, and if I didn't get a good one, she would say, "You better not have me go get it."
Oh, boy. The worst part about it is if you got in trouble at home or at school, you were going to get it twice as bad when you got home. And that always.
Exactly.
I tell you what.
We all have a great day.
All right. Ashley, thananks for the call. And, Ashley is one of those. I don't know. Is Ashley rare when it comes to this kind of parent in the 21st century? I mean, are there other parents out there that still believe that you ought to, if you got a paddle, if you got a switch, you need to use it? Again, not child abuse, just putting the fear of the Lord in these little urchins. 6 years old, carjacking? I mean, come on, America. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Yeah, don't want to get on mama's bad side.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Good to have Ned Ryan, the founder and chief executive officer of American Majority, on the line. Ned, hope you're doing good today.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Good to be with you, Todd.
Hey, I gotta tell you about this story. Now, we were talking about this, and the phones have just exploded on this topic. This Atlanta City Councilman running for mayor, he's one of these big defund the police guys, and so he gets carjacked. These four kids, 6 years old, Ned, 6 years old. And I'm just saying, we got to have some corporal punishment back in America. I mean, we got to get out the belt, get out the switch, and we got to raise up these kids right.
It's pretty amazing as we've watched the last, call it, year with these cries for defund the police, how crime has absolutely exploded. you know, in these urban areas that are being run by Democrats. Let's face it. I mean, all the problems that we're seeing again with the crime and the defund the police and all these things have been run by Democrats for decades. Yeah, a bit ironic that they were that young. I got to tell you, there's a reason that some of us, as we raise our children, believe in corporal punishment. You know, spare the rod, spoil the child. And it really helps them see what's best for them in the short term.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an epidemic that's really impacting this country, where you have a couple of generations of moms and dads who just aren't raising their kids to be good and decent, productive members of society. And I think that's reflective not only in the crime that's out there, but also this idea that, you know what, we're just going to sit home. We don't need a job. We're just going to take money from the government. You know, we want the government to serve us.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I think you're just seeing even now with the unemployment benefits that are exceeding what some of these people would make at a job, again, creating more wars of the state and really taking away something that I think is fundamental to the human being, Todd, and kind of the self-respect and all these things, actually having a job, actually working, actually creating value, providing for your family by the work of your hands and the sweat of your brow. And yet now we've created this. We've incentivized a terrible dynamic by what we've done in these unemployment benefits exceeding what you could make in a real job. It's not good for the country, and it's not good for the future.
By the way, Ned, right before we went on the air a couple of hours ago, the report came out about this speech Paul Ryan is expected to deliver tonight at the Reagan Library. Can you believe this? I mean, the guy's going to basically, you know, knock on Trump, bash Trump, say we got to move beyond Trump. I mean, the guy wants to talk about winning when he's, quite frankly, a proven loser.
Yeah, you know, and I keep on saying this, Todd, there's a segment of the party, the Liz Cheney's, the Paul Ryan's, the Adam Kinzinger's, they're stuck in 2005. They don't know what time it is, right? They're stuck in 15, 16, 17 years ago, and they don't realize it's not that they've left the party's left them. And there's this dynamic that's taking place in which Donald Trump was the first manifestation of a greater movement. He's the first kind of, this movement's real, it exists. But it's going to exist regardless of whether Donald Trump is the leader of it or not. It is a movement of the American people. I call it Americanism. You know, people can call it whatever they want, but it's this Americanism movement in which the people are standing up and going, we're the taxpayers. We're the workers. We're the ones that, again, in a government of, by, and for the people, you're supposed to be representing, protecting, and advancing our interests, and all you're doing is using us as an ATM. Enough is enough. So whatever stupidity Paul Ryan wants to communicate, and I'm pretty sure most of it will be stupidity, he's being ignorant of the fact that the American people are sick and tired of being abused by a government that's supposed to be to their benefit and working on their behalf. Stewards. The elected officials are to be stewards of the money and power that have been given to them to advance the American people's interests, and they haven't been. And at some point, people are going to say, enough is enough. That's what you're seeing. And that's why I say the American people are saying, we just want Americanism. We want to be promoted. We want good trade deals that actually benefit us. We want good jobs that benefit us. We want immigration policy that benefits us. We want a good future for ourselves and our children. That's just common sense. This is really just common sense Americanism that the American people are saying enough is enough. We demand more from our government, our elected officials. That's why Donald Trump. But Donald Trump's just the first manifestation of a movement that's been building for years.
And you're right. It has been a movement building for years. And if you think about this, you know, Ned, go back to, you know, George H.W. Bush. I mean, this was really the rise of the moderate Republicans. You know, Ronald Reagan did not want H.W. as the running mate. But when you go from H.W. to Bob Dole and Jack Kemp, aside from W, you know, barely eking out that win in 2000, you know, with the hanging chads,
right.
you've got a generation of losing moderate Republicanism. It's not a winning formula.
No, it's really not. And I think that's, again, what the American people and the Republican base more specifically are demanding. Give us bright, bold choices. You know, stop trimming around the edges. And this is one thing, Todd, where I've just finally said, you know what, if we don't start having more Republican leaders who actually know what to do with political power, what the heck is the point of electing you to office? We put you in place to actually use the power that we've bestowed upon you, that we've made you stewards of, to actually advance an agenda and policies that are of benefit to the American people. Stop trimming around the edges. And I think the thing that's pretty obvious, Todd, of what we're seeing at Dynamic today, the left is sending religious zealots to D.C. and to political office who actually are wholesale committed to this, and we're sending careerists. They think, oh, it'll be fun to go have a career in D.C. at a think tank or an elected office for a while, be a cool career, and then I'll go home. Whereas these religious zealots are saying, we're going to take everything and we're going to do a wholesale change and we're going to ram it down the Americans people's throats because we actually know what to do with political power. And my goal in 2022 and beyond is that more America First type candidates win their primaries, actually go on to win the general. The Republican Party again becomes more of America First party that knows what to do with political power to advance their agenda, period.
Love it. Ned, real quick, what's happening over on America Majority?
You know, actually, as we're talking, I'm finishing up the edits on my next book. Todd, it's coming out June 17th, the anniversary of Bunker Hill. It's called The Adversaries, a story of Boston and Bunker Hill. I'm pretty excited about it. So that's one thing that's being done. The other thing, too, what we're doing in regards to some of our training stock, we're going out nonstop doing trainings on electoral integrity and making it a priority and telling people you've got to make sure that by 2022 we have real electoral reform in place. And if we do, we're going to have massive success in 2022.
All right, good stuff. Ned, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. Ned Ryan, founder of American Majority. And we've got links to that great website over on our live show blog. Ned, thanks a lot. All right, Ned has gone away, as they say. You know, everybody's getting out of Dodge today. I think everybody wants to go to Memorial Day weekend. That's what it is. Everybody's already starting to pack the bags. You know what? Let's take a call before we have to go to break. Again, a lot of people wanting to weigh in on this weird story out of Atlanta. Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ruth on the line. All right, Ruth, what's going on?
Well, you mentioned discipline, and I grew up one of nine kids. We didn't have a lot of money. We all worked from the age of 10 up, and I was never afraid of police, but I was deathly afraid of my dad. In fact, all he had to do was raise his eyebrow, and I'd get in line. And I went to school at 5 because I was one of a big family. My mother used to send us early, and she said to me, "Don't come home and tell me that the nuns hit you because I'll hit you again." So I never came home and told her. But while you were talking about Memorial Day, Todd, a memory an experience I had a couple of years back came back to me, and I'd like to share it. You're talking about youth and their lack of respect, boundaries, obeying the law. What grieves me is the lack of appreciation they have for what it costs to be an American. And a couple of years back, there were some kids fighting in a parking lot. It was kind of late at night, Memorial Day weekend, and I tried to break it up, and I said, "Don't you guys know what weekend this is? This is Memorial Day weekend. People died for you to be free and have opportunity." I said, "My brother was one of them." Kid turns around and said, "I don't give an F about your brother." And I thought, yeah, and there's the problem. There's the problem, Todd. We're not teaching our kids what a privilege it is to be an American and the cost of over 1 million souls. There were buried families that cried and lost them forever.
You know, Ruth, so I don't think we're teaching, I don't think parents are teaching their kids much of anything. When you look at how busy the average American family is, they're at the soccer games, they're at the football practice, they're at ballet, whatever. When the kids are, you know, if a family eats together, the kids are typically head down, their thumbs are going at it with the, you know, with the smartphones. And, you know, there's just a great disconnect in the American family. I think that we have been very successful in marginalizing what happens inside of our homes. And that is reflective as far as what's happening outside on the streets of America. Ruth, appreciate the call, and thank you for that. I got a line open, folks, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, this story in from Minneapolis, WCCO TV station there. A school teacher is on leave for wearing a Donald Trump mask to school on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. The school district said in a statement, "We take these allegations and their impact on students very seriously. We want to be clear, every student in our school deserves to be treated with respect and dignity." Okay, well, I get that, but what if the teacher, you know, wanted to make sure he did not expose the children to the China virus, and so he was wearing a face burqa, and that face burqa happened to be emblazoned with the words Trump? How is that possibly offensive to the children there at the Minneapolis School District? I don't understand. But there you go. You know, if he would have been wearing a BLM mask, that would have been perfectly okay. That would have been permissible. But, yeah. Or if he had, what was it, the journalist who tweeted out Hitler was right? You know, if that was on the face burqa, that would have been okay. That would have been okay. But you can't wear a Donald Trump mask. All right, let's go to the phones. Little Rock, Arkansas, Rob on the line. Rob, what's going on? What's up with these kids these days?
Oh, Todd, man, I tell you what. First, I want to say I was blessed yesterday listening to you and Dr. Winton, and that's enough on that. But the kids these days do not respect anybody. The parents just want to be friends, you know. I've got four kids, three boys, and my youngest daughter, she's going to be 20. And I basically told them, I'm not your friends. Now, they didn't like me on the baseball field or the softball field, but I wasn't their friend. I'm their dad. That was the thing that their mother and I are divorced, and I told them they're going to respect us. And by respecting us, they'll learn to respect all other adults. And, you know, my dad was a Church of God preacher, and I was junior in high school, 18 years old, in Burnett, Texas, and got sent home for dipping snuff, got caught dipping snuff in school. And the principal asked me if I wanted swats or I wanted to go home. And I said, well, I'll take swats. And he said, well, I'll see you in 3 days. And, you know, I thought that was the end of the world. I thought I was a dead man when I got home.
So. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's the way things were. And I think putting a little fear of the Lord into the youngsters is a good thing. I got to tell you, though, Rob, I mean, if you ask me, okay, I mean, let's just say you get a choice. Do you want to be mugged by a grown man or a teenage kid? I'd take my chances with the grown man, to be honest, because I don't think these kids are even being raised to know right from wrong. I mean, some of the crimes these kids are committing, they will not think a second thought before plugging you with a bullet. Won't think at all.
Yep.
That is it. Well, have a great day.
All right. Well, you too, Rob. All that to say, folks, you know, you got to be careful out there. It is a very, very dangerous world. And unfortunately, you've got a lot of moms and dads that just are not doing their jobs. And as a result, they are raising the spawns of Satan. It's a terrible thing to say. Grace, why are you looking at me like that? It's true.
You know, when something's so sad, you or not sad, just frustrating that you just laugh. That's me at the moment.
So let me ask you. I mean, little sweet little Merlot.
Yes.
All right? That's sort of like your, you know, child.
She's my fur baby.
Your dog child. What do they call it?
Fur baby.
Fur baby. Okay.
Anyway. She's my puppy dog.
But you have to discipline Merlot, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
And I'm sure you feel bad about it.
Oh, yes, I do. It's the main time we do it is like when she jumps up on the couch and we're like, no. And then if she doesn't listen to us the first time, we kind of give her a little shove, like, no.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe a little pat on the nose.
We sometimes put her on her back and make her stay there till she stays still and we show we're the boss.
So, but you've got to have some discipline there.
Oh, yeah,
you've got
to set
some boundaries. So, yes.
People say, oh, she's spoiled. I say, she's spoiled, but she's structured. She knows who's boss.
Right. And so I know it may be hard for you moms and dads in Atlanta, but, you know, when your five-year-old decides he's going to carjack somebody, you got to put him in time out at least, right?
At least.
Take away
the video game. Maybe they've been playing too much Grand Theft Auto. Maybe you need to take that away.
If your four-year-old's playing Grand Theft Auto.
If you're letting your kid play that game, we need to have a talk. But that's that young. But maybe just take away the video game where people are stealing cars. Maybe that's where he got it from. He said, well, that looks fun. Exciting. I'm going to go steal a car.
It's insane.
Grand Theft Auto.
This is where we are, folks. I mean, this
next thing you know, you see a six-year-old speeding down the street in a Mustang.
I mean, how does he even see? You can't see. I mean, you've got to have like
a booster seat.
Phone. We used to call them phone books. But you don't know what those are. But the
yellow
big
pages.
The yellow pages. Yeah, just pile them up
those
there.
Are. Yes.
Oh, sweet Lord, America. Woo-wee. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. What an honor for you to hang out with us today, and what an honor for us to hang out with you. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Got a great hour coming up. This is sort of an academic-ish hour. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to a Spanish teacher who is making some national news because he's calling out the indoctrination that's happening in our public school classrooms. And he made a very controversial statement, and I'm going to share with you the controversial. You know what? I'm going to hold off on the controversy. I will tease it in just a few moments. But he's trying to speak truth to the culture and getting some blowback. So we're going to be talking with that guy a little bit later on. There was a story that crossed my email yesterday from the state of Michigan, Hillsdale High School. The valedictorian, a very intelligent young lady by the name of Elizabeth Turner, someone who is also of the Christian faith. And she was working on her graduation remarks and ran afoul of the school's principal. Now, here to help us understand this fascinating story, and by the way, you can read my column about this at toddstearns.com, is Keisha Russell, who is one of the great attorneys at First Liberty Institute, and Elizabeth Turner. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Elizabeth, I'd like to start with you. First of all, congratulations. I mean, that is a huge honor, being valedictorian. You must have been so excited to write that speech.
Yeah, I was. I was really looking forward to it.
Well, Elizabeth, when you sit down and you knew that you were going to be the valedictorian, you were going to write this address. What is it? What were some of the themes you wanted to convey to your peers in the graduating class?
For me, it was important to talk about our future, since this is the closing of this chapter in life, and so I wanted to convey the importance of living a life that matters.
And as a part of that, I know that faith is a very important thing to you. And tell us, you wanted to include some things about your faith in your speech.
Yes, I did. To me, faith is the most integral part of who I am. I can't separate it. And I wanted to talk about the hope that I personally have found in Christ and the freedom that's given me, in hopes that it could maybe give me an opportunity to share that with my peers and classmates before we diverge our paths.
Well, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, those are some great thoughts and ideas in my estimation. So you write the speech, and you had to let your principal look it over. And what were the concerns that the principal told you about?
Well, she was concerned that in my talk about the future, I had mentioned the fact that we might face tragedies and that we'll all eventually have to, like, recognize that we are, we're not eternal, like we're eternal in spirit but not in flesh. And so she had some issues with talking about death, but also she had a lot of issue with the fact that I talked about my personal faith and told me it was not appropriate to share my religious perspective on school property.
Now, Keisha, we're going to get to you in just one second, but Elizabeth, I want to ask you one final question before we do that. So you, at some point, you realized, wait a second, this is not right. I do have rights. How did you come about to contact First Liberty Institute?
Well, at first I had contacted
the... All right. Did we look? Right, we've got you back now, Elizabeth. Sorry, you ducked
sorry about
out for
that.
A second.
We found First Liberty.
Okay. I think we may have some phone problems here. Let's hold tight. Hold tight, Elizabeth. Keisha, let's go to you. So you guys get wind of this story, and take us through what happened, Keisha.
So we heard from Elizabeth and her father, and they said that she'd written a valedictorian speech and that the school said that she couldn't deliver that speech. And they sent us all of the screenshots and all of the evidence that this had happened. And so we looked that over, and we just told them, yes, we will definitely help you with this.
Keisha, let's get right to the chase here. What does the law say about Elizabeth and this graduation speech? Can she reference God in her graduation speech?
Yes, absolutely. So the law just says that, you know, valedictorian speeches are private student speech, and the schools can't censor private religious speech. You know, a lot of schools are going to say, well, the Establishment Clause prevents us from doing this, but that's actually not true. It's a violation of the Free Exercise Clause if you prevent and squelch and censor this private religious speech because of the content. If other students are allowed to talk about their personal experiences, then that is similar secular speech. And if you're going to allow that kind of speech, you have to allow students to talk about their faith as well. So you just have to treat it the same way you would any other kind of speech.
And case closed. Well, ladies, I'm sorry, we're getting bumps and all sorts of sounds here, so we're going to have to cut this short, but thank you both for coming on the program. Keisha Russell from First Liberty Institute, Elizabeth Turner, a high school student from Hillsdale High School in Michigan, who was told by her principal, Amy Goldsmith, that she would not be allowed to use the word God, she could not mention Christ, and she could not even mention the word scriptures in her graduation remarks. Now, I have to imagine that had Elizabeth wanted to reference George Floyd or Black Lives Matter or the Palestinians, that she would have been given the okay to do that. That would have been permissible. But because this young lady is a good and decent Christian person, she is being silenced by her school. Now, here's the deal. The speech is not until next week. So we've got about a week or so to help the school district change its mind. We have the story up on our website, toddstearns.com. The name of the school is Hillsdale High School in Michigan. And I think it would be a good thing for all of us to pick up the phone, maybe send an email, and let the school district know that we expect for them to abide by the United States Constitution. This young lady has a constitutional right to talk about her faith in her graduation speech. She earned that right. Well, Todd, what would you say if it was a Muslim? I would say that whatever the graduating class speaker, the valedictorian, whatever they want to talk about, they should be allowed to talk about it as long as it's not profane or vulgar or calling for violence. They have earned that right. So if you've got a Muslim high school student and they're the valedictorian and they want to give praise to Allah in their speech, they have earned that right. You may not agree with it, but that's not the point. It's not your speech. So there you have it, folks. The fight for religious liberty goes on in America. And thank goodness for our friends at First Liberty Institute. By the way, my column also up on Newsmax, and you can read the story there on Newsmax.com. All right, we're going to take a break here and regroup. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Well, I got to tell you about these My Slippers I have. I've been very cozy and very comfy. And thank you, by the way, for the kind words. Oh, Grace, I got to tell you about what happened last night. This was sort of cool.
Ooh.
So we have to give a shout out. I'm not going to tell the story, but I did tell you the story.
Oh, I think I remember, yes.
I had to get the MRI last night.
Yes.
So I was...
Your foot.
I was about to settle in. Believe it or not, I was watching the Andy Griffith Show last night.
I totally believe
I had
that,
a hankering. I don't know. I love that show. So I'm watching... It was the episode where Andy had to judge the beauty pageant, and he was trying to get his girlfriend, you know, the clerk, she works at the drugstore, to be in the contest so it would be easy, because Andy was getting deluged with all these women wanting the sheriff to, you know, make their daughter Miss Mayberry.
I gotcha.
So,
trying to call in a favor.
And then his son Opie brought him over the 7-year-old that he was sort of sweet on, with missing a front tooth. Always a girl. So anyway, I was watching that episode. I get a call from the orthopedic, like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, geez, Lou." And I forgot I had. I said, "I'll be down there in 10 minutes."
Todd, do you have a planner?
No, I need a wife. That's what I need. I don't need a planner.
Say it.
I need a wife.
Miss Mayberry.
So I'm down there, and I'm meeting. That's actually pretty funny, actually.
You see what I did there? Took you a minute.
I see. Continue I do need a Miss story. Mayberry. So anyway, I'm meeting the MRI guy, and it turns out he's a fan of the show.
Again, doesn't surprise me.
His name is Charlie, and I told him I was going to give him a shout-out, and we had a great conversation. And good guy. And just, man, got me in and out, lickety-split.
Look at that.
It was a lot of fun. So anyway, but all that to say, I love my MyPillow slippers, called My Slippers. And Mike Lindell, our good friend, and we were texting just the other night, and says, "Hey, Todd, we've got, again, great opportunities for you to give your listeners some discounts." And so that's exactly what they're doing. These My Slippers, they're made with the same kind of foam and the impact gel that are in the My Pillows. So they're very comfortable, is what I'm trying to tell you. It took over 2 years to develop these things, and they're made with the incredibly high-quality leather suede. And for a limited time only, Mike is offering our listeners, and only our listeners, a 40% discount, a 40% off My Slippers. And you're going to want to get some for the whole family, and with that discount, you can. So here's what I want you to do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get some of those great deep discounts. Again, 40% off. You can also pick up some Giza bed sheets. You can also get the mattress topper and, of course, MyPillow towel sets. You can also call 800-839-8506. Write that down. 800-839-8506. And again, use the promo code STARNS, and that's going to get you set up, and you'll be walking around. It's like you're walking on, I don't know, soft, pillowy cotton or something. It's really comfortable. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This story from the Gateway Pundit. A 13-year-old girl was sexually harassed by an unhinged woman during a drag queen story hour in Ohio. And the police, instead of trying to understand the severity of the situation, thought it was funny. So it turns out that there were a bunch of Christians that were protesting outside a drag queen story hour event. And this woman comes up. And she starts waving around a sex toy. I'm trying to choose my words very delicately here, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a family-friendly program. The woman, according to video, waved around a giant, dare I say, oversized replica of the sex toy in the face of a 13-year-old girl who happens to be the daughter of a pastor. I want to read to you from the Gateway Pundit. When asked to leave the child alone, the LGBT ally with the, are we allowed to say the term dildo on the air? Yeah. That's what it was.
Well, Todd, you just did, so.
We just have to tell people what we're dealing with out here.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
No sugarcoating this one.
And you've got a grown woman, and again, it seems to me that this would have been a crime if you're doing that in front of a child, and if you're taunting the child with the sex organ, then you should... I mean, if it had been anybody else, I think they would have, dragged him off to jail and charged him with some sort of a crime. It's clearly this person's a pervert.
Yeah. Nasty.
It's a crazy world out there. That's all I'm saying. It is a crazy world. So anyway, the cops were watching all of this, and they sat there and laughed. They laughed as a grown woman waved this giant sex toy in the face of a 13-year-old little girl. Got to tell you, there would have been a come-to-Jesus moment.
Yeah.
If that had been a member of our family. It's disgusting. Interesting story from TheBlaze.com. Phil Shiver is the author of this piece. Do we have any spa music? I feel like having a spa day. Lockheed Martin, the nation's largest and most prominent defense contractor, has been sending all of their white executives to a retreat to atone for their white male privilege. No, I'm not making this up. So imagine, if you will, you're at this, I don't know, spa facility, maybe, I don't know, somewhere on the Pacific coast. You have the waves crashing and the seagulls and the sea lions lounging about. And the seagulls, caw, caw, caw. And you're sitting around, I guess, maybe wearing robes.
The crashing of maybe some waves, like fake waves.
Ocean spray.
This music's about to make me go to sleep.
And Avery, you're confessing your sins because you're expunging, you're purging words like anti-woman, angry.
If I'm at any sort of retreat listening to this kind of music, I'm not doing anything but sleep because that's what's about to happen.
Breathe in, inclusion. Breathe out.
Breathe in. Breathe intolerance. Expunge Aryan Nation. Breathe in, diversity.
Breathe out, white supremacy.
Founding fathers. Breathe in, six-year-old carjackers. Breathe out, guns. This is terrible. Right.
Breathe in.
Do I at least get some sort of lemon water or something?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to have the lemon water.
Oh, of course. And cucumbers?
Oh, yeah, the cucumbers. Can I have some ranch salad dressing with my drink, please?
Because that's the only way I'm eating cucumbers like that.
So Lockheed Martin says that their 3-day program is aimed at deconstructing privilege in their white executives. I just feel so relaxed.
That's what
I'm
saying. Like, you're just breathing out all that
whiteness. It's like a cleansing. It's like...
breathing out white supremacy.
Oh, my gosh.
The executives were told to stop using negative terms like old, like privileged, like good old boys network.
I can't say old.
Can't say old.
So everything's young.
Everything's young. Also, words like educated and hardworking, those are big no-nos too.
Oh, my gosh.
Breathe
in laziness.
Breathe in. Yes.
Breathe out.
Slovenliness.
Yep.
Mm. Breathe in, moron. Breathe out, education. Breathe in. Breathe out. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Call, call, call.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our 3 favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
We'll be right back.
right. Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. Good to have you with us. ToddStearns.com is our website, live show blog up and running today. Lots of great information for you to check out there. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number if you want to give us a call. You know, we've been talking for a number of years on this program about the public education system and how many of our public school classrooms have been turned into indoctrination centers. And instead of churning out young academics, they are churning out left-wing robots. And all sorts of crazy stuff is going down. And finally, a high school teacher has had the courage to take a very public stand and talk about some of these crazy things that are going down in the classroom. Well, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, very honored to have with us from Mandeville, Louisiana, Jonathan Copel, who is a Spanish teacher at Fountain Blue High School. Jonathan, what an honor to have you with us today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. You decided to address your school district about some of the things that you were seeing that concerned you. What were some of those concerns?
Yeah, and so to give some context, in Louisiana, we have what's called a parish, and our school board resides over the parish. So the group of members that I addressed were over every district within our parish. We have about, I don't know, 12 or 13 districts. But the issue that I have been seeing and which really compelled me to speak up was how there's like this subtle indoctrination that's happened. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes blatant in your face. But I saw an online program that's used for little children, like in the elementary schools, called Brain Pop. And, you know, I've looked at Brain Pop videos before in the past when I worked at an aftercare program where kids would stay after school and they'd get them Brain Pop maybe for a few minutes as part of the aftercare, and then they'd go play on the playground. But they would watch the videos on Brain Pop. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's photosynthesis, kinetic energy, Thomas Jefferson, educational type stuff. But that company promotes these woke ideas like that critical race theory. Like, one of the things I found just absolutely ridiculous was that they say that if you are black, you are more prone to becoming sick. Like, you're more prone to being sick just because your skin is black. They also promote the idea of infinite genders, the transgender education. And it really provoked me to bring that to light, that in our school, our parish and our districts, we're using Brain Pop with the children at the elementary level. So I was sick of it. I had already been hearing about individual teachers and stuff they had been talking about in class that shouldn't be talked about, like their own personal views on politics and such. But when I had this hardcore evidence, I said, I'm bringing this to light. We're gonna have this conversation, and it's happening.
And I think that's what the surprising part about this, because there are a lot of teachers who are, you know, share your concerns. They're afraid to speak out. And I have to imagine that there's a lot of pressure on teachers to just be quiet.
Yeah, it's like an unspoken rule that if you're a teacher, you don't speak contrary to what we would call the left's agenda, or you don't speak contrary to like Hollywood and what the media is pushing. It's weird. You know, do I lose my First Amendment right because I'm a teacher? Absolutely not. There's things I can do and there's things I can't do, and I'm going to do everything that I can, and I'm not going to just be quiet because I'm a teacher. We can't be scared. So that's – a lot of people are. They're scared.
Jonathan, so you delivered this pretty powerful message, and it's somewhat laughable, but it's incredibly serious when you point out some truths, some absolute truths that,
right,
for example, men cannot menstruate, and you go from there.
Mm-hmm. That's what these, you know what, let's just call it what it is. There's obviously some mental disorders going on, because if you believe that a man can menstruate and breastfeed a child, or you believe two men can have sex and birth a child, procreate, that's impossible. It's not happening. It's literally impossible. There are people that are absolutely mental trying to push these ideas to children, and we can't let it happen. It's sick.
So you deliver this very passionate message, and I know it went viral, and you were on a lot of the cable networks. What was the reaction there in St. Tammany Parish?
I've gotten a lot of messages from parents. Like they would find my email, you know, parents of kids that I teach, and then different people that are involved with the schools where I work have sent me emails. And they've thanked me. A lot of people have come up and thanked me in person. There's people that have approached me kind of privately, discreetly, to let me know that, hey, they support me, they appreciate me, pat me on the back like that was needed. Somebody needed to say what was said. And that's been the general response from actual human beings. The internet, you know, the weirdos on the internet, they're just being weird, coming out of the basements and stuff. But actual human beings that have jobs and that live where I live and work where I work, for the most part, it's been very positive, and it's been wonderful.
Oh, that's good to hear. Have you gotten any blowback from, you know, your bosses there in the school district?
I haven't gotten any of that. You know, the principal, he asked me some questions about the meeting, the first one. Then there was a second meeting where he had called me in and he had asked me about it. I kind of think I don't know if they really enjoy me going to the meeting, because it makes my school is a good school. Let me just say that. And I think what happens is when all this press comes out and the tension comes out, there's a mixed message where it looks like I'm attacking my school, which I'm not. Like I'm a public educator. Like I'm not trying to destroy public education. So I've had, you know, a couple conversations with my principal, but the school board, their reaction, about half of them wanted to push a motion. They actually voted on this. It got voted down. But they wanted to get rid of the public's ability to speak openly at the meeting, like what I did right after the video went viral.
What?
So they, it's ridiculous. The Scoop put out the video. They got the video on their Instagram page and YouTube. And it's just, it's ridiculous that they would do that. So it didn't win. The people, parents showed up, I showed up, some other people showed up, and we just told them this is absurd that they would even consider this.
It's just shocking. And again, I think it goes to show the power and the bully pulpit that, you know, the teachers' unions and these teaching organizations have. And, you know, folks are just, you know, they're terrified. And if that means shutting down free speech, they're going to try to shut down free speech. But it sounds like they were unsuccessful there. I mean, Jonathan, what do you hope the end game here is when all is said and done?
Well, you know, I didn't really plan for any of this, and I never thought this out. But the more I'm speaking out and I'm using my social media platforms just more regularly to communicate what I believe and just being brave, I think my end goal, and I think it should be the end goal for everybody, is that we shouldn't have teachers that are scared to speak their opinions and have open conversations with their school board members, with their administration. I think parents need to, you know, I hope this compels parents to get extremely involved in their child's education. And I hope this also brings to light a lot of the leftist indoctrination that is happening in classrooms. And what people need to understand is that there are not armies of parents trying to push this indoctrination on kids. It's these private companies and school board members and curriculum writers. It's not necessarily that the communities want this garbage being taught to children. It's the people in power that are pushing it, not the communities.
Well,
so I hope that gets out.
No, and I think that's a fair point. And again, it's not every teacher in America, but there are enough where this is a big problem, and we've got to get a handle on what's happening in those public school classrooms. Jonathan, we're going to have to leave it there. First, thank you for speaking out, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Jonathan Copel, ladies and gentlemen, a teacher there in Louisiana, Mandeville, doing the right thing, taking a very public stand and letting folks know, hey, you need to pay attention. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, pay attention to what's happening in your child's classroom. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, folks, coming up on tomorrow's show, you know, we're gonna have a little trivia. Okay, we're gonna have a lot of trivia. We're gonna have a lot of fun tomorrow. You know, it's, look, a lot of people out on the road traveling, you're in the car with the kids. Mommy, he's picking on me. Mommy, shut up, kids. Don't make me turn around. Don't make me turn around. I got to tell you, back in the 1970s, those were the most frightening words that one could utter in the giant blue Oldsmobile in the Starnes family household. I'm just telling you. So anyway, tomorrow on the program, we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll play some trivia, talk about the big issues of the day. Great guest, too, and we're going to have a lot of fun. This story out of St. Louis, Missouri, from KMOX, the Voice of St. Louis. Facebook blowing up about a sign that was taped to the drive-through speaker at Popeye's Fried Chicken and Biscuits. Or they don't call it that anymore. It's Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. And the sign said that effective June 1st, this restaurant is under new management and will refuse the right to and will reserve the right to refuse service to white people. So if so if you're a white person, you can't get yourself, you know, a three-piece spicy with an extra biscuit and the red beans and rice. They're not going to sell that to you if you're a white person. So the business is now claiming that they don't know who put it up, but the thing was duct taped to the drive-through ordering menu. So somebody had to have known about it, right? I don't know. Grace, have you?
I've never seen such a thing, but
I like Popeyes. But can I be honest with you? Here in Memphis, they can't find people to work in the Popeyes.
You're not wrong.
And you'll be in line for 45, 50 minutes.
Yep.
And they won't let you come inside to order.
Yep.
So there. And now, I mean, it's
what are you gonna do?
I am what I am. That's what Popeye used to say back in the day. this story out of Philadelphia, I sent this to Avery, who, by the way, where's our spa music? Do we have the spa music? So we were talking about this Lockheed Martin spa retreat they're sending their white executives on so they can expunge the racist vitriol inside of them. And Avery apparently has decided to do something very similar at our studio. Avery, what are you doing right now to expunge the whiteness from your body?
You know, I had a lot of time to reflect on my whiteness, so I decided to put some Lay's potato chips on top of my eyes to relax.
So much like you would put the cucumber slices, you're telling me that you, instead of cucumber slices, you have the Lay's potato chips?
Yes.
Are they the Ruffles variety, or are these traditional Lay's?
Oh, yeah. They're traditional. Well, they're like the wavy Lay's chips.
Oh, the wavy. Well, I think that's Grace. I mean, you're the spa person.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. You might have some weird lines under your eyes afterward, though.
Maybe.
And maybe salt, kind of like the rim of a salt, like a margarita.
You might start to cry a little bit, but don't worry. It's just the whiteness leaving your body.
Those are the racist tears.
Yeah,
Let the racist tears. Yes,
let
cleanse
them out.
Your body. Cleanse your body, Avery. Cleanse your body.
Can I talk about meat now?
So,
that's your privilege, show neighbor. You stop it.
So, Philadelphia. Yes, we may.
Thank you.
Avery's been never so happy to
You know, I think we need to do this once a week on the show.
What do you mean?
The spa stuff. I like this.
I mean, repetition. That's the way to get it all out, huh?
Got it. It's, you know, it's like yoga for the soul.
Ironically enough, it makes me more tense.
Really? I feel pretty relaxed.
That's just because you're privileged, Avery.
Okay.
Got a lot of built-up tension
I'm
there.
Ready to go to a Black Lives Matter march now. All right, Philadelphia, they have a brand new rule at one of their hot steak joints called Steak 48. It's on Broad and Spruce. I know exactly where that is. Great area of Philadelphia. And they have a new rule, guys. You have to spend $100 per person at your table. That is the minimum. So if you're going to get a reservation, you have to spend $100 per person, food and beverage.
Jeez.
And that does not include tax or tip.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you don't, you cannot get a reservation there. Apparently, it's one of the hottest restaurants in town.
Clearly.
Interesting.
So here's the problem, guys. So now they're coming under fire. The restaurant's coming under fire. And they are saying that this is racist.
Yeah, okay. All right, there it is.
There it is. That's what we're waiting for.
But are the people who are saying that it's racist, are they saying that people of color or people who are not white don't have or can't afford this because they're so disadvantaged that there are zero people of color who are able to eat at this restaurant?
So here's to that point. So one of the activists that's upset about this is a pastor. Pastor Marsh, hold your horses. Put the potato chips back on your eyeballs.
Okay.
Sit back all right. And listen.
Hold on. So Reverend Marshall Mitchell of Salem Baptist Church in Abington is among those who's very upset about this. He says, that place is always crowded. It's tough to get a reservation. I've been several times. So what? I want to know what the preacher's making. I mean, that the preacher can afford to go to a restaurant where they're charging $100 for a steak and a Baptist martini.
Apparently.
I think they're charging a lot more than Baptist martinis there, Todd.
So apparently tens of thousands of people are weighing in online. Everybody's they're very bothered by this.
Everyone has an opinion.
And again, here's my take on it. If you don't want to spend $100 for a steak, go down to Applebee's or go down to the Bonanza.
That's the roadway to show them. Don't give them your money.
Texas Roadhouse. There's one right across from Liberty University. Seriously.
Yes, there is.
Why are you outraged? Why is it racist? I just honestly.
We live in a country with options, people.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. There's a very popular steak place across from Fox News in New York City.
Okay.
And that's where everybody used to go. And it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of these pricey steaks. It wasn't, this pricey, but it was like $60 for a steak. And then you got to get your sides. So you are going to spend about $80 per person if you go there.
Okay.
But it wasn't that good. I had a much better steak just a couple of blocks away in a much smaller, mom and pop joint.
That doesn't surprise me.
By the way, remind me tomorrow to tell you that steak story. This is a great story. About the steak joint. So, Grace, you've got to remind me tomorrow.
So, slightly diverting. Yesterday we talked about Disneyland selling a $100 sandwich. What about that?
Pimini, yes.
What's it called again?
The
panini. What are they going to do next? Like $100 thing of yogurt? Yogurt?
I think you're stretching a little bit too much on that.
A little pricey it is.
I just don't like yogurt. I wouldn't spend like $3 on yogurt. I don't like yogurt.
All right. You know what? Avery, put the potato chips back on your head. I'm going back to the spa. Yeah, folks, get out there. Have a good day. Tomorrow, the Memorial Day edition of the Todd Starnes Radio Show.